Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. You know, with Valentine's Day just behind us, this is the time of year that we tend to look and think a lot about our love life and its impact on our overall life and health. And Upstate researcher and psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill is here to talk about broken hearts in this week's Checkup from the Neck Up segment. So what's that about, Rich?
Well, Linda, it's about a research study and some implications of that research study that just came out. Researchers in Finland looked at 15,000 cases of heart attacks.
They call them acute coronaries.
Real broken hearts. And yes, exactly. And they linked it to their relationship status. Were these people married or living with people? Had they at one time been married or with somebody and now separated and living alone? Or were they living alone? And they found something pretty astonishing, actually. People who were married or living with other people had about a 60% less chance of having a heart attack.
Wow.
And also about the same percentage of less likelihood of dying from a heart attack immediately, as well as 60 to 175% less likely, depending on their age range and some other factors, of dying in the first month. That same relative relationship held over a year. So people who are married or living with other people, much less likely to have a heart attack, to die immediately, to die after a month, to die after a year, during that year period.
So in some sense, if your heart is well-connected, perhaps,
yeah.
you are less likely to have a broken heart in the form
yes.
of a heart
yes.
attack.
Yes, yeah. If you're able to make good relationships, it seems to have a cardioprotective effect.
Is that the same for men and women?
It was the same for men and women. There was no difference in this research study between men and women, and it didn't seem to be related to your age either. They controlled for age. Of course, as you get older, you're more likely to have a heart attack, but they controlled for that, and they found really no difference there.
So what's the underlying assumption? I mean, why do they think? I mean, obviously, you're suggesting, or the study is implying
yeah.
that there is a relationship to having some kind of a positive relationship
yes.
or connection with another
yeah.
person,
yeah.
obviously a love relationship,
yes.
and being cardioprotective, not having a heart attack.
Yes.
Why do you think? Or what
well,
do they think?
People, yeah, these folks were talking about the notion of what we call social support. And there's kind of two kinds of social support. There's the kind of, you know, life is tough for everybody. And it's really wonderful to have somebody to share the ups and downs of life with. It actually, if you have a good relationship with people, that has, and you're able to talk to people, that has positive effects on your immune system. We know that it lowers your stress level, it lowers blood pressure, a number of things that predict heart attacks and death from a heart attack. So just having someone to be with and share life with and share the stress of life with has a cardioprotective effect. But there's also what they call direct social support. And that's things like, for example, if you are having a heart attack, somebody who you can talk to and will call the ambulance or get you to the hospital.
Assistance of some kind.
Concrete behavioral things. Suggest you take your medication, your blood pressure medication, so maybe you don't have a heart attack or stroke, or suggest let's go for a walk so you can get your exercise in, or help you eat healthy, you know, prepare a...
Go with you to the gym.
Exactly. Having a partner is really helpful in keeping exercise going. So although that's kind of direct, and in fact, in this study, they found unmarried men who lived alone, were less likely to take their medications after a heart attack than people who were married.
Not surprising
yeah,
to me.
So so your spouse can help you do the kinds of things that can keep you healthy.
But, you know, this all assumes that the relationship is a positive one.
Yeah.
What if it's not? What if it's a contentious one or a troubled one?
That's not good, because people who report having hostile exchanges, negative exchanges in their relationships are about 35% I think it was, more likely to have a heart attack.
So in other words, the opposite is true, too.
If you have a bad relationship. So again, you really want to work on your relationship skills. Try to figure out how are you going to build a positive, supportive, kind relationship between you and other people.
How about people who've been married and divorced, I wonder?
Well, they fit right in this. They're in the middle of this group. It was people who were married were about 60% less likely. People who were married and divorced to have a heart attack. People who were married and divorced were in the middle between those folks who lived alone. The people who lived alone were the most likely to have a heart attack and to die.
And you mentioned before that that people who will often, if they've had a heart attack, and somewhere 50% of people die if they've had a heart attack?
In this study, what they found was 50% of people died within the first month, which is really shocking. So it brings us to the sort of the bottom line here. You want to, in terms of preventing problems like this, you want to have good relationships with other people. The more, the better. Avoid hostile exchanges with people and hostile relationships. But also, I mean, that was pretty shocking even to me, and I'm familiar with this literature. 50% of people die from a heart attack, so you want to prevent it in the first place. If you have one, call an ambulance immediately because they can start treatment in the ambulance. They can get the ER prepared.
Especially as we just heard in the last segment, they have special machines now that can send the message right to the hospital, and you can bypass an emergency room.
Yes, wonderful. But I want to step people back further. Prevent the heart attack in the first place by getting a heart-healthy lifestyle, eating a good diet, exercising, reducing stress in your life. For goodness sakes, quit smoking if you haven't already. And if you do have a heart attack, do what the doctor says. Take your medicine, adopt a heart-healthy lifestyle, because if you do that, you're much less likely to have a second heart attack and you'll survive longer.
Incredibly important advice.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Rich, for coming in with another wonderful checkup from
the
NECA.
You're welcome, Linda.